Trendy Talk.
Well, hello there, everyone. If it isn't your good and dear friends, Wing and Hex here for the most trendy of talk. Trendy! Sorry.
Imagine.
Dragons. What?
Oh, yeah. They exist.
Yeah, hey everybody, how you doing? I'm Hex Dear Sound. This is my good friend Wing, and we're here to talk about some things you thought was trendy this week. I hope you're trendy. Yeah, I swear, right, as time goes by, I'm actually getting worse at intros.
So, I mean, whatever, it's all good. I just realised I've started on the wrong profile.
Oh no, Wing started on the wrong profile, what a ninny. Hey everybody, if you're joining Trendy Talk for the first time, this show is literally where Wing and I talk about stuff we thought was interesting. That's the whole show. It's not a real show. It's not actually a real show.
It is.
It's not a real show. Not a real show.
It's not. It's been a bit, but stuff happens.
It's been a bit. It's been, what, 2 or 3 weeks since we did one?
Something like that. Funny, there was a website you could go to check. Let's have a look, see. The 19th of August, and it's now the 14th of September. So
I think we did really well. I think we've done really well.
Yep. There's really a lot of shit going on for both of us lately.
Yeah, I've got life stuff going on. I've got life stuff, which is... I know it sounds like a joke, but I've got really busy time. Busy time.
Same.
Yeah. No one believes it. Also,
even more so soon, so I don't know when the next one's happening. But
also,
you know.
Subscribe! Right. Well, the next... Well, busy, you're not hanging out with Hex anymore.
I am hanging out with Hex. Good. Well, it'll be next month, so we'll see.
Okay, so this week, can we just take a moment to talk about the television show Severance, which I didn't put in the show notes?
Yes,
I am on episode 6 of the television show Severance, right? I've just finished watching episode 6 today. I've avoided watching Severance for like 2 years because I thought it looked a bit scary.
I have had it on my list of things to watch for ages, but I mean, it's not scary for me. It just did not seem like a Hex show.
Well, it's not really, but I've been feeling a bit braver recently. I don't know why. I'm less depressed recently, so I can watch... Because I'm less depressed, I'm more mentally able to watch depressing things, which I hope is, you know, a thing people understand without me explaining.
It's all those Hallmark shows giving me confidence. It's
probably all that Hallmark shows... Hallmark helps your mental health. I was watching Severance. It's been on my list for ages since like I think actually like it was one of the things Drew talked about before he abandoned us to life.
So
yeah, and I was like, I'm not watching that, it sounds too traumatic, but I'm now mentally ready for trauma and I've watched it and I'm 6 episodes in, and the episode,
how many is there?
It's 10 episodes.
Okay,
10 episodes. And I must say, it has blown my tits off. It's
also
like,
this is the show where there's the people go to work, but when they're not at work, they don't remember being at work, and vice versa.
Basically the
setup.
I can't. Apparently, did you? I wrote Deverance, and it means did you mean Severance? Yes. It's this show with the cover where the man's got a desk in his head. Basically, it's an Apple show, and the premise is you go to work, you're a different person. You're essentially work. You has no recollection of not work. You and vice versa. It's really good. It's like
there's really 9 good. Episodes.
Oh, is the 9 episodes? Yes. Oh my god, I've only got 3 I left.
Sorry, this list is stupidly done. Okay.
No!
Oh, apparently there's second season coming out
next
year.
Well, I've not got to the end yet, so I don't want any spoilers off anyone. But, like, yeah, like where I am at the moment, I've just finished episode 6, and it is... Oh, my gosh, there's so much going on. There's so much. It's, like, ridiculous how much is going on.
IMDb is a bad website.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's shit. And Rotten Tomatoes makes no sense to me.
That's also a bad website, yeah.
Their rating doesn't make any sense. Tomato, it's a tomato theme. but sometimes it's popcorn.
Okay, there is only 9 episodes.
There is 9 episodes. Okay, so
there
three
will be 10 in the next season. So.
Yeah. So I'm really like the thing that I'm really liking about it is it's filmed like a show from the 70s. It's got this weird pacing, like it's literally filmed like it was made in the 70s, which is so weird but so brilliant because you know that's my jam. It reminds me of the movie, the movie Colossus. It's got that same vibe to it, but yeah, it's like those, very modern.
They've got those like real 70s monitors going on, right?
Yeah, it's really cool. And they have Space Cadet keyboards as well with like built-in trackboards. It's very Soviet like design and stuff on the computers. Hello, Bonfire Scalded in chat. Yeah, but the thing, what I'm not going to give on spoilers, but one of the things they do.
Hello, me.
One of the things they do that is covered in the first episode, right? So it's, I don't think it's a spoiler, is their job is moving around a file, just moving their mouse around a file, looking at numbers, right? Sometimes the numbers elicit emotional responses, and they have to find the edge of the emotional numbers and put them in the bin. Right?
Curious.
Just so fucking weird, right? So weird. And when that happened, I was like, okay. Just like, what? And like, yeah, one of the characters is like, these numbers are scary. These are scary numbers. And I'm like, the fuck? Just, and that, like, that's the kind of tone it is. Like, nothing makes sense, but nothing makes sense in a way that's kind of brilliant.
Intriguing?
Like, yeah, like, you're actually like, I love that it doesn't make sense. And I'm hoping it nails the ending, because if it doesn't nail the ending, I'm going to be super pissed off. But I'm hoping it sticks the ending, because, yeah, I'm so on board right now. And I'd recommend anyone that's got Apple Video or other methods, you should definitely watch it. I'm enjoying it a lot.
There does not appear to be a date other than 2024 on season 2. And with all them strikes going on, who knows?
I mean, I don't need more of a show. If I like a show and they just go, it's over.
It depends on if it ended on a cliffhanger or not.
I'm looking forward to the ending. I'm probably going to watch like 2 episodes tomorrow than the last episode on Saturday. So, you know. Who knows? But yeah, I kind of love it. I'm so on board with it. But it's like all those weird dystopian, really slow 70s TV shows and movies. It's just got this weird tone that you don't see nowadays. And weirdly directed by Ben Stiller, which baffles me.
May says that she loves it.
Cool. And May's not on my chat, so I don't know, man. Andrew Singleton says, hey, Hex. Finally got around to installing an AMD card in my desktop that alongside the new Wi-Fi card, and finally have a box that literally just works. Well, that's nice. That's nice when it just works. An entire AMD stack on Linux is just perfect. It's all you want, right?
People say that. I don't know.
Well, there's no drivers to install. You just install your OS and everything works, which is kind of badass, right?
I guess so.
The other option there is be on Intel as well. That also does that. But yeah, NVIDIA got better. Anyway, I'm sidetracked. Yeah, it's definitely.
I mean,
anyway.
I never had a problem with NVIDIA, but whatever.
Yeah, well, neither did I, to be honest. But I think people have, and I think like they definitely have, and there's definitely been times when it's not worked properly.
Oh, I mean, almost definitely.
But anyway, whoa, May is bona fide scalded.
Ah,
that makes explains it a lot. Anyway, sorry. What's Wings? Wings turn for? I've done my little topic. Now Wings to do your little topic.
I think most of this is my topics. Right, I've watched many stuff. Oh, we watched Across Spider-Verse. That was good.
It was fine.
X didn't like it. It was fucking beautiful.
It was fine. Just pick a fucking art style.
No, that was the point.
I hated it. It was headache inducing.
It was fucking.
And also, the plot was like I keep saying this. I've seen Spider-Man beat up everything.
The point of it is not beating up things. It was the emotion.
I don't suffer with that.
Yes, you do. Shut up. It was good.
You can take pills and it goes away.
Goddamn forever to make. Uh-huh.
We just cut out a little bit, but we got the message. Did I think? Yeah, my end probably. You went, it, and then it was fine. So Spider-Verse was pretty, but it was a mishmash of styles, which I found headache inducing. But that's a me thing, right? The plot was, I don't know, some about being in love and being naughty.
Wasn't the plot.
I was playing Tetris for a lot of it.
The plot was because of the previous movie, lots of universes are blowing up because of, you know, shit that's happening that shouldn't be. Canon events not happening and shit like that. Universes leaking into each other.
Yeah. I'm so bored of multiverse. I'm so fucking bored of multiverse. Like, the problem with multiverse is it invalidates all things.
It do. I mean,
like,
I don't care for it too much, but I mean, it's all
Miles, go get another one. It's like multiverse is like, I like the idea in principle, and when it was a new idea in I'm going back like probably 10 years when you started to see a lot of multiverse in comics and stuff. I was kind of on board. But now, I feel like Loki and Doctor Strange and all that, I'm just at the point now, I'm like, if there's a million Spider-Man, how can I give a shit about any Spider-Man? You know? I just don't like it.
You care about your Spider-Man.
Well, that's the thing I don't, though, because I can't care about my Spider-Man knowing there's 5 million other Spider-Mans. Like,
they're all slightly different.
Yeah, but there's probably one that's just like him, but he's got spiky hair. Gives a shit.
To be fair, Peter in the first movie that died was just Peter but blonde.
You see what I mean? It's like, it's just, that's just how I am with multiverse. I just don't give a shit. And when I watched Across the Spider-Verse, the first Spider-Verse movie, right, I was like, yeah, it's a bit different. But now I've seen that now, I don't need more of it.
That was other people from other universes coming into one, whereas this was the opposite. This was Miles and also Cole traveling across the rest of it.
My boy Andy Single says Loki. My boy says Loki. I'll give a pass. Loki's essentially Marvel's Doctor Who. Well, Doctor Who's also bollocks for the same reason. Like, so I don't give it a pass. It's all shit. I hate it all.
Doctor Who isn't generally multiversal.
Okay, first of all, old Doctor Who was very multiversal. They just stopped doing it in new Doctor Who because they thought it confused people. And then Marvel was like, "Nah, it's fine." So they're definitely going to go back to that.
Fair enough. I thought Loki was pretty good. Yeah.
For the people in chat, the fact that Loki's bisexual does not affect my enjoyment of the show. I couldn't give a shit what someone's sexual orientation is in a show. Literally don't care. It does not affect it. They need plot first. Like, yeah. Also, there's same-sex romance in Severance, so there. Sorry.
Is it between the one person, but it's the two personalities who fuck each other?
No. No. Yeah.
Well, lost interest altogether then, haven't I?
Yeah. Wing's like, I only like people that are fucking themselves, but an alternate version of themselves that's not alternate reality. I want advanced masturbation. That's Wing.
Anyway, I mean, there's not much we could say about Spider-Man. Everyone else has said it's very popular.
It's boring.
Well, it did end on a shitty cliffhanger, which they had intended on resolving in 6 months, but a writer strike happened, so that's put on hold indefinitely. The same with the spin-off, with the Spider-Woman spin-off, which is a shame. I really like Gwen and Co.
I when it ended, I was just relieved it was over. I was just like, oh, fuck for that.
It was quite long.
It was so long, and I didn't realize it wasn't going to finish properly. And when it did, I was like, oh well.
Me too, because it ends as it's like doing this whole build up, and it just ends. I'm like, god damn. We was watching it with two friends of ours, and one of them knew how it ended, and everyone else was like, shit. I wasn't paying attention to the time at all. I was like, no.
Well, yeah, I was.
Well, other than ending on a cliffhanger, it was fucking beautiful and technical masterpiece. I mean, there was definitely some suspect CGI going on in those bigger scenes, but I mean, you can let that pass. It's fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
It was fine.
It was one of those that it was fine, right? And all the reasons I didn't enjoy it are me things, not because the film was bad, to be clear to everyone out there. The film is very good. It's just that I don't love films, and I don't particularly love, like, very exciting films. Like, I'm way more into Severance because it's so fucking slow, right? Like, that's actually more to my taste. So, yeah, there's nothing. I don't want anyone to think I'm dissing Spider-Man. It's amazing. It's just not for me. Yeah.
The Amazing Spider-Man. May remembers coming out of the cinema and feeling overwhelmed. Well, there's your problem. You went to a cinema to see a movie.
Cinemas are the worst way to see a movie. I think cinemas are, I'm not a fan. Yeah. I know people who've got cinema passes. And they go, they pay a monthly subscription to the cinema. And I'm like, I literally pay you that much to not make me go.
Andrew Singleton saying about the villain spot as like, yeah, I do like villains who have stupid powers that actually use them in the most, you know, fucked up way possible to make them cool. it's good.
Yeah. I didn't even realize he was the main
villain. Is just a dude who can make portals. Like, that's his only ability. But he uses it to great effect. It's great. Anyway, what else? Oh, I watched two movies with Matt.
What did you watch with Matt?
I watched The Bad Guys, which was
The Bad Guys. Also,
it's linked in this.
I've got a win to get it. That's where I win.
Oh, I thought you were typing it out.
Well, that looks like shit, doesn't it?
No, it's fucking beautiful. God damn, the animation in this is phenomenal. I love
is this
it.
A sequel
great.
To The Fantastic Mr. Fox?
No, it's just The Bad Guys. It's about a group of criminals, and then they get caught doing a big heist thing, and then, you know, the main plot of the movie is they go, but, you know, there's a little fucker, and he's like, hang on, I'll make him good, and then that's, you know, the general plot, but it's fucking beautiful. Oh, yeah.
There is a snake with a shirt on, which I quite like.
Yeah. I think I sent you that and said, look at Tex, because he's a snake with a Hawaiian shirt. He's great.
Are you saying I'm a snake?
No, you are a Hawaiian shirt. There's also a little tarantula who's the hacker of the group, because of course she is, because webs.
Did they do that joke in the film?
Yep.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. All the characters are great except little Piranha Man. He's kind of fine. He's just there, but whatever. It's a good movie.
This is a new movie? It's from 2022.
Last year, I believe. So, I don't have, you know, a ton to say about it, but it is a good movie. Mostly because I've got a lot of shit on this list. The other one, though, Belle, this was not a great movie.
This is Beauty and the Beast, right? Just Beauty and the Beast.
Okay. I went into it expecting Beauty and the Beast, but anime.
Yeah.
It opens up in a VR world, which is not very good looking, and it's incredibly empty. The VR world is like a big part of this movie, and it's not great to look at, and it's incredibly empty. As basically the characters flying around in a void. It's not great.
Not a great movie? Not recommended, or?
It was fine. I think if they didn't do the Beauty and the Beast thing, because every scene of it is they basically go, oh, look, it's the Beast Man. Oh, here's basically a scene we lifted directly from the Disney movie and just reanimated it. That makes no sense at that point in the plot, but here it is, just so you know it's Beauty and the Beast. And then it turns into child abuse.
Oh! I think I'll skip this one.
The story is not great. The actual real world stuff, other than, you know, the ending, is perfectly fine. But, yeah. Also, apparently, according to Wikipedia, at the film festival where this debuted, it got a 14-minute standing ovation. Those people have never seen the movie before.
Well, how many minutes standing ovation?
14.
Yeah, they're getting paid for that. There's no one does a fight. Have you ever stood up for 14 minutes clapping? Nothing's that good.
No. It was fine. You can, you know, don't go in expecting anything.
Yeah, Andrew Singleton, my problem is that Beauty and the Beast is essentially Stockholm Syndrome, the movie.
Yeah, but it's not even that, because he doesn't kidnap or anything like the actual.
What's the point
one.
Then?
It's. It's, yeah, it's like, it's just a weird fucking movie.
The real ending to Beauty and the Beast is where he turns into a human and she just fucking stabs him. Fucking. Yeah. You killed my dad! It's like,
yeah. Not,
she smashes
not
that cup with the face on it.
Thing that is great though is Armored Core 6, Fires of Rubicon.
Is that on the list? Let me have a look. Let me scroll
that
down.
It's on the list.
Armored Core 6, Fires of Rubicon. There you go.
It's a fucking great game that I will never recommend to anyone. I've been asked several times. Yep. I've been playing this since the day it came out, and I've several people gone, oh, should I get this? And I could, no. Because it's £60. And I refuse to recommend it to anyone because it's very much you either really like these games or you will hate them.
So if you know you want it, you will like it.
Yes. It will. It probably helps if you played one before, but the last one came out like 12 fucking years ago. It was really good, but yeah. Been waiting a
long
time. Is
Armored Core the one that came out with a massive Xbox controller?
No, you're thinking of Steel Battalion.
Is that not an Armored Core game?
No. Armored Core is from Soft, the Dark Souls people, but it is not Dark Souls. I had an issue with this where I couldn't get the controller working, and I kind of went on a dive into the forums to see if anyone else was having the issue. They weren't. I never got the controller working. I had this issue with Elden Ring, but the same fix didn't work, so I just gave up. It plays pretty great with keyboard and mouse, actually.
I've just looked up the Steel Battalion controller. Is that? I mean, that looks like fun, based on the controller. Sorry.
It was something I always thought that was probably looked fun, but I mean, who was? That was, if I remember right, very expensive at the time, and I didn't own an Xbox.
Yeah. Sorry.
But it does look like some good shit. But yeah, basically, It doesn't have a great opening. Like your starting AC is kind of shit, and it takes a bit for you to actually start getting all the customization down, so you can actually play how you wanna. But yeah, after that initial bit, once you hit the end of the first chapter, it opens up a lot more because you get the arena for doing individual fights, and you could, the multiplayer does not unlock until like halfway through the game, which
maybe that's one way you'd have, like, if you're playing multiplayer, you don't have to play properly, you're just gonna get absolutely trounced. So like, maybe,
I mean, it's probably that, but it's still a bit weird to lock people out of it until like halfway through the game. I did some PvP. I won most of them. I think I've written it down here somewhere. Yeah, I did 9 and 1-7. So,
yeah. This looks like not for me, right? Like, this looks like,
oh no,
not
it's
for
definitely
me,
not for you. Like I said,
it is,
I
very pretty,
refused
though
to recommend it to anyone. Yeah, I did send Hex a video of me doing a boss.
You did.
I don't know where that was, but yeah.
It's not fake news. He did do a boss. I've seen the video.
Yeah. The boss battles are great in this. There's a lot of, people have weird issues with it, which is when I was looking through the forum looking for the controller thing, I was like, I don't know why people are having some issues with it, but like there's the very first boss, a lot of people seem to have issues with it, but like the man on the radio literally tells you how to beat him. So
man on the radio, well, I would have missed that because I would not have had the game set on. So,
well, I mean, that might have been a problem, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking great, but it's one of those where there is a lot of customization, and if you don't do it a decent bit, you'll probably die a lot. Like, you are kind of expected to switch up your layout quite a bit. You can make one build and force your way through the game, but it's not how you're expected to be playing, and you will have bad times, I think. But but if you like that kind of thing, it's great because there's loads of customization.
I don't like that the deluxe edition is like a tenner more expensive, and it comes with the soundtrack and digital art book but you can't buy the soundtrack separately. That seems a bit mean.
Bit strange. Doesn't Steam do that thing where if you have a standard version, it'll just knock off the original price?
That's I don't think that's mandatory. Like, I think that's okay. So I think that's one of those.
I thought all that was automatic.
No, I think that's set it up.
Yeah, but there's a decent amount of management going on in the game, which is one of those things that, you know, really adds to that love it or hate it thing. Even when you do settle on a build, if you've just picked massive guns and, you know, you have to, you know, take account for weight and power usage, and then, generally speaking, the more powerful a weapon is, the more it'll cost to use, because when you finish your mission and you get your reward, you are minused ammo costs and repair costs and stuff like that.
While I was talking, my phone just lit up to tell me that System Shock was on sale, the remake, and I went to the website, I went to the Steam page, and it's £26 still. So I'm just going to keep waiting, I guess.
Okay. You can, as you know, save builds as well, so you don't need to keep remaking ones. You can just, like, save a couple of builds.
Oh, so you haven't got to remake it every time, you can just be like quick switch.
You can do a save and switch about, which is, you know,
they're adding an easy mode, aren't they? Oh, excuse me. They're adding an easy mode, aren't they? Isn't that still a red? Is that a thing?
As far as I know, there is no difficulty setting.
I think they're adding like a story version mode, I think.
Maybe. I think you said that. I don't remember seeing anything about that, but whatever. I did link here a video I found when I was trying to find something to show it off. But so this guy did like a beginner's guide video, and I think it's he runs through the first mission and a couple of other ones, and kind of shows you how everything works. So I think if you watch something like that and think, yeah, then maybe it's for you. But, you know,
hey, Fratum. Like, sorry, I'm saying hi to Fratum in chat.
I really, really like this game a lot. But, you know,
how many hours you got of it now?
Fuck if I know. Like 20-something. I haven't played exactly as much as I know.
Usually when you like a game, you play 30 hours a day.
Yeah, but, you know, I've had that busyness going on.
I do.
Also, I've kind of started project that I've also been working on, and also reading Hex's project.
Project. Oh, can we talk about our projects? Is that a good time to talk about our projects? Are you allowed to talk about your project yet?
I am not going to talk about my project.
Oh,
I have something related to it, but you can do yours.
Oh, yeah. Wing has finished proofreading my most recent novel. That's action is going to happen there. I haven't had a chance to tie up with Wing yet to get some final thoughts. But
yeah, I literally finished it last night at 1 o'clock.
So Wing's been reading this for a couple of weeks now, right? And he finished it at 1 a.m. We just went the end, and that I was like, the fuck is the fucking... So yeah, that was like, I was literally like, really?
I left notes on the actual
you did,
page.
I read that. I did go read it, yeah. But I didn't know that at the time, because I was at work when I got on a filing, because I don't look at my phone
you
in the morning.
You should have suspected.
Well, yeah, but anyway, I looked at it, yeah, and I've made some changes.
I thought I was like, oh, look, I finished the book. I'll just tell them to finish the book. I didn't expect it, and?
But yeah, so we'll tie up after the show with your final thoughts on it and see if there's any revisions I need to make.
We shall.
But I enjoy that Wing finished it. I wrote an ending. Yeah. I'm always
It's a good book.
I'm not good at endings, so whenever I do one and I'm like I didn't do anything weird, I'm always like, yes, nailed it. Yeah, because my first two novels, the endings was kind of like that. I'm happy with both of them. Like I am happy with both of them in context, but both of them was kind of like an explosion of things happening, and this one kind of felt a bit more pacey, so that was good. We'll see that listed. We'll see that going soon as soon as I miss some revision.
I missed this. Andrew said he wants that Steel Battalion controller and would use it for MechWarrior. I have not played MechWarrior in forever. I do wonder if that last one was any good, because I've heard very mixed things.
I don't know if I would, because I really, really want to play like something like Elite Dangerous again, right? I want to fly a spaceship. And I've got HOTAS. I feel like, yeah, I want to fly spaceships again. But like every time I think about it, I'm like, I'm going to learn to fly a spaceship. So there's that.
You want the experience without the effort.
Yeah. Like, I know the effort is going over there, getting the HOTAS and plugging it in. But then I'm like, does GeForce Now support the HOTAS? I don't fucking know if GeForce Now supports the HOTAS. So then I'm on Steam Deck. And I'm like, that's fine. But then I've got to plug it all in. I just can't be arsed. So yeah.
I can't. Like, do people still use them very much?
I don't care what other people do. I just want to fly a spaceship with my...
I know. It's just I haven't really heard of anyone using one.
I think it's because, yeah, I think the people that are using them aren't the same group of people that are talking on the internet. Like, I bet if you go to, like, a HOTAS subreddit, there's shitloads of people doing it, but they're not the same people that can play other things, right? Like, they're a different audience. Yeah,
probably have whole simulation setups.
Yeah.
Yeah. I changed my... I talked about Hessner adding ARM servers ages ago, but I've actually now, since I've moved some stuff off my Hessner server and onto my server Nook beside me, I've actually moved it over to an ARM server with a little difficulty script.
Yeah, ARM's at that weird point, especially on Linux, right? ARM's at that point where, like, everything you want is just there. There's no reason not to use it, right? There's no point not using it. Like, you might as well just be on ARM.
It's just kind of, it's there, it's cool. I did. So I've been doing Go lately, and which is related to my other project, but I did last night and today rewrite most of our Discord bot, RobotSnake.
Yeah, I saw that you've written that in Go. I was like,
away from Python.
You saved a lot of memory.
Probably, but I mean, most importantly, I just go run the binary, and it works. However, I did forget my server was ARM, and I was like, oh, hang on. Because I copied over the binary, I was like, why isn't this working? Oh, right, that's an x86 binary.
Oh my god, was that easy to recompile, though? I take it was, right?
Oh, right, yeah, in Go, you literally just, it's an environment variable, you just go Go arch and then whatever the architecture, and then just run the build command as regular.
That's good.
Like, that's good. Very easily scriptable if you wanted to do multiple arches as well, so it's, you know, it's fine. Go has so many just neat little things. It's just a lovely language. I love it.
Like French.
Like, no, that doesn't exist. What are you talking about?
So
I'm not very good at Go, and there's that reaction command is definitely needs a rework, but
right. Yeah, okay, just, sorry. We need to back up. Wing's always saying he's not very good at things. A good example is when Wing's like, I'm not very good at games, and he plays everything on the hardest difficulty and then nerfs himself. Like, Wing can shut the fuck up. Wing's good at everything. He's just, don't listen to him. He's talking fucking shit.
I'm not good at programming. I'm a terrible programmer, and nobody should ever use anything I
Every
make.
Programmer but, feels like that.
Yeah, but it's all awful. Especially since I'm still learning Go, there's a lot of stuff, even in my current project, which is, I've gone back already on stuff and redone it, but yeah.
Right, you try that with writing novels, because I'm like that, but with the English language.
Yeah, whatever. But I do really like Go, and the more Go I learn, the more I go, I really don't like Python at all anymore. But yeah. Whatever. It has so many it's just a nice language. It's got everything built in that you need, you know. It's got every program's going to have command line options. That's built in there with the flags package. It's great. It even automatically generates a help command and everything for you. And it's got the web server. It's brilliant. I love it.
That's good. That's nice. I'm pleased. I'm pleased. I mean, I'm reaping the benefits tangentially because you've made a much more efficient bot. I still would like to keep a score on good mornings. I'd like to see how many good morning points people have got.
Oh, I'm gonna fuck around with the bot some more.
But I would like, ideally, I'd like to go, how many good mornings has someone got, and then what's their chain? Like, what's their combo?
You want to keep like records of this. Yeah. That you can compare.
I'd be like question mark good morning, and it's like HexDSL has 10,000 good mornings with an unbroken chain of 9,999. Like, yeah, that'd be super fun. Pointless. Absolutely pointless. It only work for you, but I'd enjoy it.
Remind me later and I'll add it to my task list.
Have you found your to-do list?
I have a wiki. It's fine. Oh, yeah, Dendrite. I did...
Dendrite.
I opened up my Matrix thing again. Only this time I used Dendrite.
Oh,
which
okay.
is their new server that is not written in Python. It's written in Go that I had to compile because they don't provide binaries, but I made my own. It's fine. Yeah, it's much easier set up than the Python version. I still don't like Matrix.
Yeah, no, I'm the same. Every time I go, I'm like, well, it's Matrix, and I leave.
Yep.
But yeah.
I'm... Anyway, more importantly, and semi-related to other stuff... hang on, one sec. Yeah. I randomly discovered Fossil. Because it's linked.
Fossil.
I seen someone asking about
Fossil
source control that wasn't Git. And someone replied with Fossil. I had it I think it was on Fedi stuff, and I was like, oh, that's neat, let's have a look at that, and then I just kind of went, wow, I love this.
So explain to people in as few words as possible why they would use this instead of Git. Go!
Do you know what? I think they have a thing on that themselves.
Well, right, really?
Hold on, let me find it. Fossil, yeah, here we go. There's a Fossil versus Git thing. Whoop, that's not HexDSL.
Oh, I found it. It's okay, I found it. It's on the sidebar. Found it.
Fossil's main thing, and when you're... And I was talking to a friend of mine about some stuff on this, and he was like, GitHub has this, or this desktop. I'm like, when you're comparing two things, you have to compare... the bases, right?
Yeah.
So Fossil builds in a lot of stuff. It's written by the same guy who made SQLite, so it's stupidly efficient like SQLite is. So I think the current Fossil binary is like 7.5 meg. And it contains a version control system, an issue tracker, a wiki, and a forum. And the web UI. It's ridiculous. What's it?
Could you just use this as a forum? Just use it as a forum. Not bother with the rest.
A forum is kind of just like one category with threads. It's not... It's fine. It works fine for what it is as a discussion thingy about the project. They have... Weirdly, the Fossil forum itself is... running on a separate instance. I assume there's a reason for that, but it's running on a separate instance than the Fossil project itself. The Fossil website is running Fossil. This is what the default skin looks like.
Right.
And they basically made it for managing the SQLite stuff. So it was made for SQLite, really. But it does not have... I'm trying to say, I even in my own head, I keep conflating Git with GitHub.
Mm.
Like Git has no concept of tickets or pull requests itself.
Yep. Yeah, GitHub
so
does.
So it's like,
right?
Yeah, but GitHub does. So it's like these things are weird. And if you look around on people's opinions on Fossil, they'll say, well, you know, you want your thing to do one thing and, you know, do it well or whatever. But I'm like, that doesn't really make sense for this kind of thing. It's like, sure, it has tickets, but what most projects, like most big open source projects, are like, they're on GitHub. You can't move that stuff. It's like, you can move the source code. Every time Git fucks up, projects go, oh, we're moving off GitHub, but then they don't, because all of their issue trackers and stuff are stuck there. So if it's all in one thing, it doesn't matter where it is.
I do like that here it says features, and it's got, it's basically GitHub in a box, which I think it's kind of like, they know what they are.
Yeah. They know what they are. I mean, they do know what they are. I mean, I'm not saying people should move to this or anything. Like, if you have a very large project and you're taking random commits from people, this will not work for you because it's not designed for that.
No.
It's designed for people who, you know, are working on a project together, or you're working on a project on your own. Like, I basically don't take... I have some stuff online, but I've basically accepted two... Well, they're not even random commits. I accepted two commits from people I knew already. Yeah. Like, I put my projects up. I don't really care for random commits. They're not worth that, what I have up anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not something I'm interested in.
I get that.
So this works fine for me. But, yeah. Where is... I did have a list of shit on this. Okay, anyway. So some of the big differences with it, though, is... when you make a Git repo, you generally have a .git folder in your project.
Yep.
Folder. Like, you can put it somewhere else, but it's kind of iffy. Whereas in Fossil, it's expected that that lives somewhere completely different. Like, I just have a folder, and it has all my Fossil repos in it, and then you open them anywhere else. You just run Fossil open, and you point it to the repo, and that's it. And the repo is just an SQLite database.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. And then the other big difference is it doesn't have a staging area like Git. Basically, 90% of the time, the only command you're going to be running is fossil commit. Because once you have your remote set up, if you're setting one up and your file's added, you only need to add them the once. So fossil knows they exist. You do fossil add. You don't have to do it every time like Git. If you do, and then when you do a commit, it will push all the files that have changes, or if you specify file names, if you only want to do one or two.
Fratim in chat just said that fossil sounds neat, but with the industry using Git, switching to something else seems pointless for most people. I'm not sure I agree with that, Fratim, because, like, that's true of anyone that wants to work in the industry, like, but Wing and lots of other people don't. Like, they just want to keep their own stuff organized, right?
Yeah, I mean, so, I don't... Yeah, also, I mean, people said the same thing about Git.
Because
SVN was was the thing before that, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like I said, I'm not recommending people move everything over to this. It's just something I quite liked.
Yeah, it's something that works for you
kinda,
and a lot of other people.
Yeah, I just kind of went down a rabbit hole with this. I like seen it, and then I went... Oh, this is nice. And then I just researched the shit out of it. And then I'm just like, oh, I love it. It's great. It works exactly how I want it to work.
Yeah, I mean, part of the reason that, like, I use Word is because it's universal, right? It's expected. But that's because I want it to work with other tools. Like, I want Word to be able... I want to take a Word document, import it, and something else. But, like, with something like this, the only tool you want it to work with is your own workflow, right? So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. And I mean, like, if you... Most people probably have solo projects, right? I mean, you could just use this for those.
But again, like, yeah, there's no. This is a personal preference thing, right? No one's like trying to make you do it. Like, it's fine.
No one's. I'm just saying. I really like this thing. Here's why.
Fratim, juggling two systems would be a pain, but in Wing's case, he's not. So you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, you say that, right? You say that. Here is Fossil has a Git subcommand. So you can link a Git repo to Fossil and it will automatically push to it when you do a Fossil commit. Yeah. So it like the SQLite project itself runs on Fossil, but they have it linked to a GitHub.
That's cool.
And they don't touch that. It's just all automatic. So I mean,
Yeah. I never really enjoyed using Git. Like,
genuinely. The thing. I never really enjoyed using Git, but I've just kind of went, this is, I like Fossil. I looked at it like 2 weeks ago, but with my other project, I've actually been using it real time for a real project, and I've just really, really like it more and more. Because, like I said, it does kind of everything. Most stuff, it handles for you automatically. You don't really need to think about it a whole lot.
It's like, Fossil commit this shit. There you go, done.
Yeah, and it just does everything. And then, because if you are working on a team, because the repo contains tickets and the wiki and everything, you can, like, if you shit internet, Fossil's great.
Oh, yeah, you said this. So, like, once you've thinked it, you also get all the notes and the wiki.
You get everything.
Yeah.
And you can run the Fossil UI command, and you can open a local version of the website.
Mm-hmm.
So you can continue your work with access to your wiki and the tickets to go through. And, when your internet comes back, you just sync back up.
That's cool. And in fact, it's like saying here as well, like maintaining that as like he works in development. And it's like, yeah, like it would just not be for you. Like it's either for people who are only working on one project that uses Fossil. It's probably for people that don't really care about being compatible with the wider web, right?
No.
They just want to do their project. Yeah.
So you have that UI command for running a local thing, or the server command with the same thing for running a server, which loads up the website, which is expected to be, publicly accessible. But a cool thing about the server command is if instead of pointing it at a repo, if you point it at a folder full of repos, if you go to fossil.fedder.onl, I've done that, and it will link up all the repos into one server. I've got two robot snakes there. One of them's
This is really cool.
There is a way to skin that. I haven't done it, but that's just the default. But if you click on any of those, you can it'll turn to the dark skin.
That's cool.
And you can see what I've been up to.
I'm going to use this to stalk you.
There is a little, because the repos obviously have their own user lists. If you set something up like this, there is just one little config thing you have to do. Whereas, if you add a repo, you need to go into it and create a login group and just add your new repos to the login group, so it'll share the user data. But it's not that big of a deal. If you want to, I mean, if you're you're the only one doing it, and you can just do it over SSH. So you don't need to think about that at all, if that's what you're doing. How did I open a translate box?
Who knows? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's really easy to self-host and to run your own stuff. And like I said, if you're not accepting a bunch of pull requests and stuff, you don't. It's perfectly fine. Although, it does have a bundle system, whereas if someone random does clone your thing and they want to give you something, they can run the bundle command. It'll just basically save all their changes to a file, and they can just email it to you or whatever, and you can add it yourself.
You basically take the whole thing and just tar it, right? It's like, there you go. There's everything.
Basically, yeah. I mean, cool. I haven't tested it out, but that's kind of the impression I get.
There's no reason you won't work with anything else does, right?
Yeah. But the running the git subcommand is, if you want to try it out, but it'll export all your shit to Git as well. There's no reason why you can't have both.
Yeah. I suppose you'd want it the other way around if you're really Git savvy though, right? Which I guess, but yeah, you probably wouldn't need this if you
there is a way to import it, but it's kind of a nuisance. But I think if you check the fossil command, there is an import listed, but it's TBD. They're working on it, so maybe one day.
Cool.
But yeah, no, it's cool. Also, just like as a random thing, because the SQLite thing does exist as both a Fossil and a Git, it probably will make no difference to most projects.
Mm.
But for big ones, I thought it would be fun to check. And the Git repo for SQLite at the time I tested this was 443.5 meg, whereas the Fossil one is 116. Remembering that also has, issues and everything, That's kind of, you know, a third of the size is kind of cool.
That is kind of impressive.
But, you know, like I said, probably makes no fucking difference to most small projects that are only a few meg. But I just thought it'd be cool to check.
That is cool. That's cool.
But yeah, I really like it.
I like this
Well,
little
it's not on the list.
fossil lizard. Oh, headphones!
Oh, Hex got new headphones, and I linked to
Whoa,
the headphones' own website, not
that's
Amazon,
thoughtful.
so Hex wouldn't dock himself.
I do dox myself a
Dox
lot.
himself,
I do dox
yes.
myself a lot. Okay, so the headphones I ordered are Marshall for wireless head. They're here in my hand. Look, they're here. Look, they're here. Okay,
Beautiful
they're
headphones.
brown, right? Which, as you know, I'm a big fan of brown. They have one control knob on them, right? And they have a
Is it a
light.
knob or is it one of
It's
those like
like a
joysticks?
thumbstick thing, but it works really well because it's just like four directions. It's not like you can't accidentally go quarter ways and stuff. Works great. It's also
It's like a
got
D-pad.
it's yeah. It's also got a USB-C charging thing, but I won't need that because I can wirelessly charge them, right? And it's also
Oh.
yeah. I know, right? Mad, right? It's also got this port on the bottom. If I use a cable that transmits sound, it works as a line in. But if I connect another pair of headphones to this cable, I can share the audio with a friend. How cool is that? How cute is that? So you can plug a pair of headphones into your headphones, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
As an adult, I can't think of a reason why I'd use it, but when I was a teenager, I would have fucking loved that. But yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, though, same, but
They're
whatever.
on-ear headphones, not over-ear headphones.
Yes.
They've got big squidgy cups, and they're
Oh, yeah.
reasonable
How
size.
do they feel? Because I've never used on-ear headphones, and
Okay,
I think they'd be uncomfortable.
so the
Especially
headphones,
with your glasses, yeah.
well, the headphones I use now, right? These I'm just taking them off so I can don't so I can read them. They are Sony MDR7506s. They are about the same price point as these. They're about, you know, 80 to £100 headphones. I like these a lot. These are great headphones, right? But I live that wireless lifestyle. I live that sweet laptop lifestyle, right? Where like sometimes I want to go to bed with my laptop, and sometimes like, and this is very much tethered to my desk. Now I've got a lot of cable on this. It's got a really long cable, and it's just attached under my desk. And it's so my sound setup is all the sound goes through my monitor, my PC monitor, and then like there's just I've just got a headphone splitter, and I just got speakers and headphones plugged into the back of the monitor. The sound quality is fine. Like people often go, "Oh, rude, the sound quality." It's fucking fine.
Have you noticed, have you watched the video wage yet?
Well, no, because they only arrived today. Because they arrived
Oh, I thought
yesterday.
they were.
Well, they arrived yesterday.
What?
They arrived
Okay.
yesterday, and because currently my mom who lives here, she couldn't get to the door in time because she's got a leg injury, right? So the delivery person didn't wait, but they needed signing for. So instead of just putting them in the fucking bin like most people do, for reasons I don't understand, they took it to my neighbor's house, and my neighbor signed for it, and then he went out for the day. So I only actually got them today, which is a bit annoying. But yeah, as of yet, I don't know, they're pretty good. They're a bit more bassy because these are more like the ones I've got on now are more like studio monitors. They're closer to like monitors than sort of musically tuned headphones, which is again fine because you just move your own bass up, right? And the only reason these aren't the only reason I've gone with I'm looking at these as my main headset instead of these is that wire is a problem. Because I'm very mobile, as I said, and I can't just throw these in a
You
bag because of
did
the cable.
purposefully get that gigantic wire for moving around on your
Oh yeah, I've
chair.
got like yeah, like I've got a massive wire, and it's great. But like when I'm like overnight, especially when I'm not, I'm just writing and stuff, right? I might want to like just pick up my laptop and go somewhere with it, or I might like want to go to a coffee shop. And these are just I don't know. The fact these are wireless, it just makes life easier. And I'm not unplugging these ones. These are just going to be plugged in under my desk, so they're not like I'm losing anything with this. But the features on this one are a little bit mad. So you've got that bidirectional music stuff, USB-C charging, wireless charging. Oh, and you know, 80 hours of battery life.
Yeah,
80
that
hours
is
of
mad.
battery life.
I was looking. I had actually looked at these beforehand before I got my headphones, and I thought about it, but then I decided against it because of the on-ear stuff. But apparently, I think it hits that gigantic battery because it doesn't have like the, oh, what's it called? I have it on mine. Hang on, input. Nope. Config. LDAC or aptX, which I think are the,
What
they're
does that
different
mean?
codecs, but I think they use more power
Right,
than
okay. Well,
whatever's
I
on
mean,
that.
as of at the moment, like the relatively small amount of use I've had, they sound fine. They're a bit more bassy than what I'm used to. The actual cushions, like the ear cushions, right? Like they've got an immense amount of padding. Like
They do fold up a bit. I was
there are
going to ask that,
immense
yeah.
amount. Oh yeah, they do this so you can like they do this so you can just like stick them in a bag. Pretty good.
Because I've never seen the sliders like that before.
Oh yeah, they're pretty weird. Look, so they're like
Yeah,
they're pretty.
but
They work
they hold their
fine.
grip, bro.
Yeah, I mean
Yeah,
like yeah, like yeah, they're pretty
they're
good.
interesting little sliders.
Yeah, they're one of them ones where if you try and move them fast, they're quite sticky. But then you push them slow, and they're quite smooth.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're fine. They're all right. At the moment, I've got no. At the moment, there's nothing about them that seems dumb. I'm not sure. The thing is, though,
Good.
I'm 42. 43, am I 43? I'm an older fella, right? I'm not sure if I can walk down the road wearing cans. I'm not sure if that's a young person thing if you just walk down the road not wearing cans. I'm not sure I want to do that.
I don't know, wearing headphones out and about always seemed odd to me. That
Because I
just
usually just
seems like
stick
an
earbuds
earphone
in. Yeah,
thing.
I just stick
Yeah.
earbuds in and I'm fine. So I'm not sure I'd use them out and about. But if I was going to a coffee shop, I'd probably throw them in my satchel and I'd be happy enough to sit in a coffee shop with them. And like they look
Yeah,
pretty nice.
headphones
Like,
are a
so.
sitting thing.
Yeah, I think so as well. Yeah,
Yeah, they're nice.
but they're all right. They're all
Not a
right.
fan of brown myself, but
I
Hex loves
love
it.
brown. I love brown.
They do come
Brown.
in black if you don't like
Yeah,
brown.
but only an idiot would buy the wrong color, you know.
Is that
I look as cool as
what
these
is that
people.
little dial made of? Is that like brass? Is it metal?
Yeah, it's metal.
Nice.
Yeah. It's definitely like a kind of.
Got the taste test.
Yeah, it's a metal. I give it the teeth tap. It's definitely metal. Yeah. Some people, I did
Oh,
some
yeah.
research, but I didn't just buy these on a whim as well. Like, I've been looking at these for a little while, right? And the thing I would say is one of the things that people have said is the Marshall 1 and 2 was shit. The Marshall 3 had some pretty good, like, sound quality, but the cushions was rubbish. And it seems like the Marshall 4, they've gone, all right, let's get all the best stuff. And that should give an immense battery in it. So that's pretty
They,
cool.
yeah, they do look, the cushions do look quite thick.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They're really
The
there's a lot of
battery is still
scrooge.
mad, though.
The battery is like that's like 4 days. I just don't have to turn this. Oh, when you turn it on, it does like a guitar if it goes like din 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 din. Like and when you turn it off, it
Well,
goes do do. Like yeah, it's literally sound like a guitar, which is quite
I mean,
cute.
that's better than
Boop
what I
boop
get,
boop
which
boop
is,
boop
there's your headphones, they're on.
boop. Andrew Singleton
Terrible.
said, "I too am too paranoid to go out and about with cans." It's not the paranoid. I just think it's like, if I was really into music and I was like, "I want the sound quality," it wasn't something that would bother me. But as someone that's not really that, like, I'm not really much of an audiophile. I just want sound, like playing in my ears. I don't feel like I'm much better off than I would be with just earbuds in.
I'm
So,
curious if they have any latency on them,
well, we're
because
gonna
they don't
find out.
have either of yeah,
To find out.
but they don't have either of the newer codecs, so I'm curious.
I'm gonna check that. You know what? As soon as we're doing this call, I'm gonna go and check that. And we'll find out because yeah,
Yeah.
that is one of the things where like primarily though, the main time these are gonna get used is basically gonna be like in the like every night when I'm like writing and stuff. That's
Yeah.
the use. That's the main use case for these. Fratim says you can't go wrong with Marshall. They make amazing amps. I mean, yeah, but the Marshall consumer electronics business. The Marshall consumer is not the same as the Marshall amp business. They're like separate teams. They're just using the same branding and stuff. So I'm not sure if there's a lot of
I mean, I
overlap on their
assume
aesthetics. I hope so,
they
yeah.
still use, like they don't want to have like shit
Yeah.
stuff associated with them, I
Yeah.
assume. So they're not going to be terrible.
Yeah. I've got some Apple AirPod things, AirPod 2s. They're like the really. I really like one of the things I really like about the Apple AirPod stuff is that they don't like you put them in your ear and they block zero sound around you. So the only time I would wear them is when I'm out walking, and that's the one time where I don't want noise cancelling, so it's perfect for me. And they are about the most comfortable earbuds I've ever had. They just sit in there. You can just wear them for days. You wouldn't even know you're wearing them. They're great for that. Yeah. The downside with Apple, though, is the battery life is shit. Like, genuinely, the battery life is trash on it. But, yeah. Rubbish. Yeah. They're like 4 hours at most.
Yeah. Fratton says he uses the Google Buds Pro and they always fall out. I don't think I've ever found a pair of earphones that feel comfortable in my ears.
Honestly,
pop out constantly.
Like, the Apple ones are really, like, I don't know what magic they've done, but like, you put them things in and they don't wedge in your ears. They just sort of like hook in, and there's no pain from wearing them for long periods of time. They're great, but yeah, but they're a hard sell if you're not an Apple phone. There's a hard sell. Check it.
Yeah, I never really liked earphones at all anyway, but whatever.
Yeah, like, headphones are like also, proper, like, over the ear stuff's great.
Yeah. I did miss that last one from Fratton where he said, yeah, he'd think about it if he was making the decision today, but that his cup, what was it? We're what? Deciding what we use today. Yeah, he's running, they're self-hosting GitLab. I fucking hate GitLab, and he says that too. It's awful. The actual GitLab website pisses me off to no end because it won't let you search the issues unless you log in.
Yeah.
Also, when that first came out, I did host that, and it's fucking power hungry. It's the heaviest Git interface you'll ever use. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Anyway. Headphones.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's all I'd say about headphones. I think I've covered headphones. Like, I haven't really had enough of them to really go into more detail.
Yeah. Shame.
But like, yeah,
I thought you'd have been using them for ages because we didn't talk yesterday. I just assumed you had them.
My neighbour had them and went away. I would say the wireless charging, I just left them. Like, when they arrived, I was like, cool. And I just put them on my wireless charger next to my armchair. And then they just charged.
I've
never
heard
great.
Of headphones
Me neither.
Having wireless charging.
I'm not sure how practical it is, though, because ultimately, like, if I just plug them in when I go to bed, it's like, I'm not sure it really matters. But it's nice to
have. You have reminded me of my fucking headphone issue, though.
Oh, yeah, tell us about it. Oh, first of all, give me a link to your headphones so we can bring them up so people know what we're talking about.
Audio Technica.
Okay, I'm going to type this in.
XBT2.
I'm going to let you.
Yes,
I've lost that.
I will give you a link.
Give me a link.
Make sure you get the right ones.
Not to Amazon. I'm here. Hello. I am here.
No, not to Amazon. I got these. Was it the last show or the one before that?
Yeah, you've not had them super long, yeah.
No, I got them in July, so I've had them 2 months. They always did this thing where when I charged them, it flashed for a bit. I was like, okay, whatever. But they charged.
Uh-huh.
But the other day, they stopped charging, and I was confused. I was always a bit confused about that, to be honest. I probably should have checked it out a lot sooner. But they just refused to charge the other day. And it seems to have happened to a lot of people, and some people took them apart and did a resoldering thing. I was like, no, but it was like the very bottom of one Reddit thread where someone just went, yeah, I had this issue and then I used the cable that came with them and it was fine. I was like, that's stupid, it's a USB-C cable. But I tried it anyway, and they've charged perfectly fine. And I tried it again today just to make sure it wasn't a fluke, even though they really needed a charge. They were still on high, but no flashing again, solid. Turns out there's some USB-C cables that are just like slow charging. They're just shit. They're basically USB-A's with a USB-C header on them.
Yeah, there's the Miu.
And these headphones do not like being charged fast. It seems to be the issue.
Wow, but yeah.
Yeah, which, very unexpected. Like, other than that, I haven't had issues with them at all. I do really like these headphones. But, use a shit cable, I guess. Because, I mean, I just have a cable that I just plug everything into. Because I don't need 50 different USB-C cables.
Yeah, I've got, like...
Because I thought they were all the same. But, no. Because I was just using... The one that came with my keyboard, actually, so that's probably also a data cable and has quite the charge on it. So
The cable I use seems to be the one that comes in my mouse, and the reason I use the mouse one instead of the keyboard one is for reasons I don't understand. It's a couple of inches longer. That's the cable I use for everything.
Yeah, that's why I use my keyboard one, because it was longer.
My my Marshall with a nice cable, nice thick cable.
Yeah, but see, like, that's also one of the reasons I didn't use the cable that came with it, because it felt shit. You know where you pick up a cable and you know it's a cheap piece of crap?
Yeah.
So I was like, I just left it in the box.
My Marshall also came with this mini jack to mini jack cable with a tiny portion of springy bit in the middle. I'm like, this is awful.
Like a mini version of the thing you have.
Yeah, I'm basically going to put this in the box, actually, because it's just, I'm never going to use it.
Yeah. It does, yeah. It's the fact that a lot of people had this issue. Seems to be a lot of people who didn't bother using the cable again with them. So. I mean,
most people like us, right? You just have one cable you use for everything.
Yeah. I do wonder about the people that took these apart and did some resoldering on them. Could have been solved with that same thing.
They're probably just talking shit. The amount of people on the internet that just talk shit, and they didn't do that at all.
At least one of them had pictures of them taking it apart and how to break it down and stuff. So,
my headphones are better looking than yours, but yours have got features. Mine just are headphones.
Do they? I mean, I don't think they have any more. I think yours probably has more features, to be honest. You have that shared USB thing and wireless charging. I mean
I'm never going to use them though, right?
I mean, neither am I.
Also, my mic doesn't work on my laptop, so that's something.
Yeah, we were talking about that before the show. Mine technically has a mic as well, but they're not picked up on computers.
I shouldn't imagine it's very good, if I'm honest.
I mean, they're probably shit. Let's be real.
I'll do a Windows update.
They're designed for phone calls and nothing else, really.
Which is mad, because phone calls is like audio is quite important, but they're all shit.
Yeah. I did actually see a video of someone testing that on the Marshalls, and it didn't seem that bad.
If it works, I'm only pairing these to my laptop because I don't want to accidentally turn my Steam Deck on and then they end up pairing. So I'm not pairing them with anything else.
We could probably check this out after if you pair them to your phone.
Yes, again, I don't want to fuck around with that. Yeah, I'm gonna fix it. There's probably some drivers installed on my PC. Windows will figure it out when I turn it on.
See, I thought mine had good battery, but you got 30 hours on me now.
That's one of them. I mean, that is one of them things where like it's great. But like it comes to really a point matter. Where like 30 hours to 80 hours, I'm still going to charge them on a Sunday night. Like, you know, it's not. We're not talking the difference between like, you know, never charging, you know, because realistically, I'm pretty bad with my keyboard, right? Like, I'm always like jumped by my keyboard.
You're awful with your keyboard. Even when you had the same keyboard as me, mine lasts like a month, whereas Hex gets about less than a week.
I mean, I write a lot. More than you.
Oh, I know you do. I know. I mean, I tap a lot of buttons when I'm playing games.
I mean, yeah. You know, that's the thing, though. I don't know, because when you're gaming, right, you are, like, because it's actually about the light. It's not about the number of keystrokes. It's about how long the light's on for, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? I would think you probably game for as long as I write for, but apparently I'm using more battery than you by a lot, so I don't know. Maybe I just do write a lot more than you.
Well, you definitely write more than me.
Yeah, but maybe I'm like my keyboard light, so I don't know. I just feel like I'm always charging.
Maybe I do have my keyboard light as low as it'll go. Like it's it's noticeably on, but you know, I did lower it because there's no point having it full blast and hitting me in the face, you know.
Oh, it's mad.
But because I usually have my room quite dark, and it's nice to sometimes look down when I lose position.
Yeah.
It's weird, right? Because I don't think I look at my keyboard very often when I'm typing. But sometimes, but if I turn off the light completely, I'm like, hang on, why can't I type anymore?
I've also got the same keyboard you've got right here.
You do,
right?
Yeah.
Sometimes, when my battery's dead, I just swap keyboard.
I mean, that does it too. But I still like this keyboard.
This is a really good keyboard. The keyboard you've got, this one in my hand. This is a better keyboard than my other keyboard, but because I switch, for anyone, I've said this before on the show, but anyone doesn't realise, the only reason I use a membrane instead of a mechanical is I type on a laptop as much as I type on a keyboard and going from a low profile keyboard to a mechanical keyboard is fucking jarring.
To be fair, this is a low profile mechanical keyboard.
It's still, I mean, compared to
there are short keys you can get on a mechanical.
I mean, this is
I get what you're saying, but they are probably as low profile as you're going to get on a mechanical.
Yeah, definitely. Great keyboard as well. Everyone should. The Logitech MX keys, mechanical keyboard MX. The Logitech wireless mechanical keyboard MX is a great keyboard. But this is honest for me. It's weird how much I like this keyboard, given it's like basically the shittest keyboard I own. It's a bit weird.
Yeah. It's whatever works, right?
And it's got this like weird shape at the back that's excellent for hooking over. Like this got this weird rail thing here. Which is excellent.
Yeah, that is odd.
Well, when you got your feet on the desk, it hooks over your knees. Lovely. This is great.
I'm sure that's what it was designed
probably,
for.
Probably.
What else have we got? Oh, yeah. Actually, I think this may have happened already, didn't it? Nope, September 19th. You have until next Tuesday to move your Minecraft accounts.
Do I? Oh, no.
I like Minecraft. Look. Listen, this is shit. This is like the third time they've done an account migration on Minecraft. Probably won't happen again because they're moving them to the Microsoft servers, but it's basically one of the only reasons I have a fucking Microsoft account, and it's bollocks and they shouldn't have done it in the first place. I hate them.
I mean, you're absolutely right. I've got Windows 11 and I've played Minecraft in Windows 11. Is it done?
You probably got an email about it. You do have to manually click something. I can't remember.
We need to figure this out. Because I heard about this. So I loaded Minecraft in Windows and it worked. And I assume that meant it was done.
Probably not. Yeah, but basically, if you don't do this, you just won't be able to use your account anymore, which is bullshit.
Oh, I'll have to have a look. I'll have to have a little looky after the show. I'm not sure I care.
I mean,
and
that really
sucks
for people like me who got their account for like a fiver.
I did, I got an alpha, yeah.
Because if you need a new one, it's now like 20 quid or more. I don't know how much is Minecraft now.
Rebuying anything is bad. Let's hit the get a Minecraft button. Let's get the Minecraft on Chrome. Buy now. There you go.
There we go.
Minecraft is $29.99.
That's dollars.
$29.99. It's gonna be £29.99, I assume. To be fair, these people here, they seem like they're having a lot of fun, these people here.
Minecraft. Welcome to Minecraft. Get Minecraft. Why does it keep bringing me to the American store?
I don't know, fucking idea. Can't you just change the URL?
I tried that and it just went no. ENUK. No, I don't know what.
I tried GB. Who knows? Yeah. So Minecraft's like 30 quid, though, is the point.
Yeah. I mean, I've got far more than the fiver's worth out of it, but you know, still. Think it's bollocks that I should have to move to a Microsoft
game. I really like my Minecraft Dungeons. I like that game.
That was alright.
I would rebuy that on Steam, actually. I'd buy that on Steam if you win sale.
Mechanical is just a trendy thing. Like us.
Fram, I can't leave this one unchallenged. Fram, I use a membrane keyboard, as we've established. I use a chiclet keyboard. However, I do think a mechanical keyboard is satisfying in ways that are not measurable in words per minute. There is a level of design and clunkiness and manufacturing that I think is of value, but I do think ultimately, if you can type, you can type at anything. And I would say with heavy mechanical keyboards, I did find myself getting key fatigue after long writing sessions, especially when I was using a Buckling Spring. The key fatigue was real, which I don't get on a chiclet. But for gaming, that lack of travel on my chiclet really does make me worse at gaming. So I think mechanical keyboards are of value, and especially, but I don't think it's necessarily usage.
Yeah, I mean, it's yeah. There's a lot of variables there. Yeah. Also, generally speaking, not with this one, because unfortunately, the Logitech did use custom switches on this. But generally speaking, it's more repairable to have a mechanical. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why Logitech used custom switches. That was annoying. I mean, it's cheap for the profile.
Presumably to avoid licensing fees. Because why else? This one was just funny.
Yeah.
So, Lidl have a line of Paw Patrol biscuits. Yeah, biscuits.
Oh yeah.
And they were recalled. So if you have these,
don't give them back.
Get rid of them.
No, don't.
Get rid of them quickly. Your children will be scarred for life. Basically, they had a website printed on them, and somebody, I think the. It was just expired or something. It was either expired or somebody hacked the website. But it basically just shows porn now.
That's okay. So like part of.
Well, that's the weirdest reason I've ever seen for a product recall.
It's kind of funny, right? But at the same time, it's a dick move to go. Oh, this is on the Paw Patrol biscuits. Put dick on there. Like, come on, it's a dick move. Like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, like. What? Yeah, I didn't check the website myself, but you know.
Yeah. It's a children's product. Like, just link it to your YouTube channel where your Spider-Man nails or eat Doritos or something. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot you could do that would be funny. Or find out what another show is that Paw Patrol kids hate and link it to that. You know? There's a lot of things you could do that would be funny, but putting porn there when you know kids are probably potentially going to visit seems like a dick move.
Yeah.
So yeah, funny, but you know, dick move.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
The fucking WordPress thing.
Oh, how is the Keyron? Sorry, how is the Keyron? Sorry, Franklin.
Keyron?
Yeah, he's using a Keyron keyboard, a Cheron.
Steve looking to buy him one of those?
Yeah, that's why I'm asking. A Keytron? I don't know how to say that. Lando just realised.
No, it is Keytron. He's missing the letter.
Oh, it is.
Keychron. Sorry. Keychron. Yeah. No, missing a Y.
What we are now, what we're doing now, what we're talking about now?
WordPress announced a 100-year plan where basically they will give you a WordPress setup and domain for 100 years, guaranteed.
How much is that, though?
This is where it falls down. $38,000.
But how is that cheaper?
It's not.
But I could get a website for 100 years. I could just pay £10 a year for 100 years.
Basically, they're trying to guarantee that you will have a WordPress site, and goddamn, imagine what that's going to look like in 100 years. The domain. So you basically the idea is that you have your WordPress and domain for your lifetime, and it will then be passed on to whoever you give it to, I guess. Your family,
38 grand is too steep. That is not as unreasonable.
That is,
money.
It is ludicrous. Like, a .com is like still 12 quid a year.
So if you
what's that?
Yeah,
I don't know. What was I mean? Like that's yeah.
But then is WordPress going to be viable for 100? I don't know how I feel about it. This all seems
it seems
like a gimmick. It's
like
a gimmick. Do I want to be using WordPress in 90 years?
Yeah.
Also, I also don't like you have to request it. You can't buy it. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that as well.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing just seems weird. It's so much money. And it's like...
Yeah, I don't want a 100-year plan. I don't know how much... WordPress is so much work. So much work.
I mean, you won't set up a WordPress to get away from work.
Yeah, and it was more work. WordPress is so much work.
I don't like the WordPress interface at all. I never did. Not the old one or not the new one.
Fratum, how is the Keychron? We want to know. Sorry.
But yeah, because Hex is just currently rocking Obsidian, which is a lot less work, right?
There you go. Here's my website. I'm just I'm just, I have a city in notes and I just publish them, and that's my entire website, and I think it looks pretty good, to be honest.
It's the fastest website you've had in ages.
It's fast, it's great, and it's...
Actually, one thing I did notice about this the other day is if you look at the source, it is just like 5 lines of JavaScript, which did annoy me until I noticed that the last one just points directly to the Markdown file. So if you ever want to scrape any Obsidian site, just look for that Markdown link, and you can just get the Markdown outright, and that just makes it real easy.
Which keychron do you have, Fratum? Which one? Sorry, yeah. That is cool, but... loads are fast, right? Because it's like all pre-cache stuff. It's like it's all ready to go.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that you do just have straight access to to the Markdown is fine by me, even though it is just JavaScript, but whatever.
I still think Obsidian's pricing model for this stuff's a bit wobbly. Like the fact that I wanted to let Wing share my folder, and he would also have to subscribe to Obsidian Publish. I'm like, really? Really? It's a bit...
Yeah, but I mean, they do seem like an alright company.
They do. Like, and I'm not criticizing any of the servers. I just think their pricing model needs a bit of a tweak.
It is, but also they don't. I think we looked at this before when someone said it. That they are like, they're not a publicly traded thing. They are just on their own. Because I think we kind of both assumed that they was just part of some big shit company, right? But as it turns out, no. So, yeah.
Okay, so here's Fratum's keyboard. It's a Keychron K12 Pro, which is a QMK via wireless mechanical keyboard, and it's $100. I don't think that's too expensive, actually. I think it's quite nice.
I mean,
it's got barrel tip caps as well. Yeah, it's got barrel. Yeah, mine was as well. It's barrel caps as well.
Oh, you've got the little one.
Yeah. I swapped because I had the MX Mini, which is the version of this as TKL. Still got it. It's my travel keyboard. But I switched to the full size one because, like, just really missed a numpad in the end. Eventually really missed a numpad. But yeah, it's a nice keyboard.
Yeah, I never had a keyboard without a numpad because I know it would just annoy me not to have them.
Oh, yeah, with the 10 keys. Okay.
I think I'd never be able to log into my bank again because I'd forget my PIN.
Yeah, you just remember the shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like barrel keys. That's the only thing I don't like about my keyboard, right? My keyboard. I know this isn't the keyboard show, but it's a chick
barrel
there,
key.
But it's got a barrel keys where there's like a round dip in the center of the key. So rather than being like, so imagine if you've got a piece of Play-Doh and you put like your finger on it, like the holy finger, and it gives like a dip that goes the whole length of the key. That's what most keyboards are like. There's like just a dip straight the way down, right? But with these keys, they're shaped in a way so that it's sort of like dip into the middle slightly, which is quite nice. And there's also a little bit of rounding going on around the edges, which is nice. But yeah, I like that. But my keyboard's actually got like little round dips in the center. I just wish it was a bit more pronounced, but I guess because of the profile they can't. But yeah. One of the things I like is it sort of pushes your finger to the center of the keyboard, which I like. But yeah, that's my thoughts on it anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Good. Hex's thoughts.
But yeah, I like Hex added this. I forgot about this.
Is it Whisker Squadron?
No, the Linux malware.
Oh. Did you read this?
I did. I mean, this does not seem that bad because, I mean, I don't know how many people this could have possibly affected.
I used Free Download Manager a few years ago.
I was just going to ask. I mean, I've heard of download managers. I never understood the need for them.
On a slower internet connection, they kind of make sense, but also they sort of keep a history of downloads and stuff. I ultimately used it, tried it for about a month, and decided I didn't want it. And I think most people do that.
I mean, I know there's a lot of people coming out of this and saying, oh, don't install random stuff off the internet, but it's like, yes, but I mean, that's also, I mean, it's fine a lot of the time. I think a lot of people probably use precompiled binaries off GitHub. I mean, those are generally fine too. I don't know. It's fine. That argument makes sense, but also, I don't know, just, you know. To be honest, I thought freedownloadmanager.org was just a fake website, but apparently it did used to not be. So, but yeah. I mean, Linux malware, of course, exists, but, you know. Yeah, well, I mean, not. What's... Whatever. I don't really have much of an opinion on this. It's just kind of... It's there, right?
Yeah, I thought... Careful,
as always.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that someone's bothered to do malware for Linux. Not because Linux is bad. I'm not being anti-Linux in any way, but like the market share there is so small. And then of those people that want a download manager, they can't be worth the malware exercise. Like, it just seems like pointless. I feel like it's
probably
just one of them.
Not. I mean, no one's going to be installing a download manager on their important server or anything like. So.
No one's
going to
go, I've got a brilliant server. Yeah, I'm running the server. Let's get download manager. Yeah, I don't get it. But it's still pretty cool. Also, this horse is dope. It's got weird eyes and like teeth. It's like pretty cool.
A digital Trojan horse.
Yeah, pretty cool.
What do you reckon? What? AI generated or no?
No, because it looks like it's nicely done. It's got a reflection that makes sense at the bottom. Look.
Oh, wait. From Getty Images. Yeah. Oh, that's strange.
What?
Look, yeah, on the copyright on the left of the image where it says Getty Images Posterion? You can drag your mouse off that and highlight vertically on that. That's
that
fucking odd.
That does feel weird.
Yeah, that's strange. I never noticed that before.
That is weird. A properly programmed website, imagine. Yeah, I think it's got a reflection. I think that's just like a projection booth or like a Photoshop job. But it's got a little projection, so it looks like it's standing on glass. I don't think that's...
I mean, at this point, I just assume everything. I've seen some... They've only gotten more convincing, and I hate them, but whatever.
No, talking about AI and trending. It's illegal.
I know.
It's illegal.
It is illegal.
It's illegal.
Anyway, speaking of... Yeah. Other stuff. You did play Whisker Squadron.
I played Whisker Squadron.
You didn't like
him. Oh, spoilers. Okay. I played Whisker Squadron.
I wouldn't say before Hex gets his opinions on. This is a really cool animated intro.
It is a cool animated intro. Whisker Squadron, right, is a game I looked at and I was like, it's got cats,
Survivor.
It's pink, and it goes pow, pow, pow. Like, it should be. I liked it. So I played it for about an hour and 40
looks
minutes.
Very pretty.
And I refunded it because it just feels like a tech demo. Like, it feels
I
like
mean,
a tech demo.
It kind of is, yeah. Right? Because the reality is they're making a game called Whisker Squadron, and they carved off a bit of it to make Whisker Squadron Survivor. I think they were pretty upfront about that.
I know, but like it feels like that, which is like you could do that and it not feel like that, but they, yeah.
Yeah,
the problem
I get what you're saying.
I have with I
this,
felt like
this is from the race that some people
I played
do, so.
Every level once and I felt like I played all of it. Like, I didn't feel like there was... Like, it doesn't progress from zone to zone. It's, you play one zone, and then you play the next zone, and you play the next zone. Like, it's just... Yeah. It didn't do a lot for me.
15 quid.
I enjoyed the first time I played it. I was like, oh, this is cool! And I was like, oh, this is it. So, yeah, I ended up, like... I don't usually refund games, but I was like, I'm basically never playing that. So, refund, I guess. But, yeah. Didn't do a lot for
cool.
me.
Decent amount of people saying kind of the same. I do wonder when they do release the full thing, will this have negatively affected them?
Oh no, it makes me like I would like to play the full thing. Like based on this, I would definitely like to play the full thing. But I kind of get that, you know, this isn't for me. But and I usually when a game's not for me, but I think I'll like it in the future. I refund very little. But when I played this, I was like, I know for certain I'm never loading this up again. I was like, there's no point in keeping it. Might as well just get my money back and buy some else.
The art direction is great, though. I do hope the full thing turns out to be good.
I hope so. And also, anyone who's not played Race the Sun, Race the Sun is one of the fastest racing games I've ever played. It's a lot of fun. It's like £8. It's like £8.50. It's not even expensive.
Yeah, I keep meaning to pick it up.
It's really good. Like, it's one of the things, when I say it's the fastest racing game I've ever played, people go, no, it's not. That means you're bad at it. Because if you're good at it, it gets to the point where you're like it's just a blur, like it's ridiculous. There's just no, there's essentially no limit on how fast you can go. The only limit is the sun's dropping and you're going forward, and you just get faster and faster and faster and faster. And so long as you don't hit anything, if you're good at the game, you get to the point where it's just ludicrous to play. It's like pod racing. It's ridiculous. But yeah, definitely worth checking out. Yeah.
And I think that's everything.
That's it. We're under 2 hours. We've done so well, Wing.
It was pretty good.
Pretty good. So now Wing and I are going to hang up. I'm going to make a thumbnail, and then we're going to upload the show to YouTube where people can talk about it. If anyone's got any ideas for titles of the show, the naming convention is this, a trendy talk. So you can name the show if you want. I don't mind. That'd be cool. Save us a job, I guess.
Pop it in the Discord.
Pop it in the Discord. The Discord. So yeah, we're gonna go now. We're gonna tell me all the things wrong with my book, and I'm gonna edit it, and then we're gonna get some more people to read it. So that's what's not gonna much. Happen.
It's fine.
Not much. There is stuff though. We'll get to that.
I mean, you can't have a perfect outcome, right?
Why is there a character juggling bananas at the end for no reason? That sort of thing.
It wasn't no bananas. It was coconuts. Dicks.
Oh.
I was gonna say dicks, but you know. I stopped myself.
Oh my god. Tomal Cruz said Trump my president. Well, I mean, it's fine for you to have that opinion, but he's objectively, measurably, factually not the president. I mean, there you go.
So who cares? Won. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Anyway. Bye.
Yeah, it's like, bye. Bye everybody. Bye.